Welcome back. Top of the second hour. Welcome back to the top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Wednesday, December 6, 2017. Again, let me say, Richie from Boston is supposed to be on tomorrow. That should be interesting. Talking about, you know, the end of the world, basically. I mean, I honestly feel like the guy with the sandwich board these days. So that'll be interesting. Gerrita Coleman is scheduled to be on Friday, I believe, and that should be fantastic too. He's one of few people that actually tells it like it really is. Just fantastic. So I'm really looking forward to that. It's been a million years since the last time he was on. And so that should be exciting. Looking forward to that, as hopefully you are as well. I want to go to the phones here in a second, but first, so the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. But first, so RJ Hillhouse, you know, you have folks telling us from way back, these agencies are basically growing. We're hearing they're growing, they're out of hand. I mean, you know, go back as far as you want. Really, since before the creation of the CIA, right? I mean, honestly, it's just been rogue and out of hand. The FBI was always this way, which is why I always say, you know, bad tree, bad fruit. You can't prune a bad tree. You can't prune evil and expect to get anything less than a more virulent and prolific strain of evil. That's all you're going to get pruning evil. Use some common sense. So R.J. Hillhouse's WAPO op-ed from July 8, 2007 opens with these words. Red alert, our national security is being outsourced. The most intriguing secrets of the war on terror, quote unquote. And remember, this is 2007. For those who remember, just a few years after 9/11, right? The most intriguing secrets of the war on terror have nothing to do with Al-Qaeda and its fellow travelers, Al-Qaeda. They're about the mammoth private spying industry that all but runs U.S. intelligence operations today. There were folks behind the scenes who knew this was coming, which is why they planned to build the Blackwaters of today. But I digress. Surprised? She wrote, no wonder. In April, Director of National Intelligence Mike McConnell was poised to publicize a year-long examination of outsourcing by U.S. intelligence agencies, but the report was inexplicably delayed and suddenly classified a national secret. What McConnell doesn't want you to know is that the private spy industry has succeeded where no foreign government has. It has penetrated the CIA and is running the show. Over the past 5 years, some say almost a decade, again, this is just kind of a nod to the foreknowledge regarding the PNAX declaration. You know, it would be great if we could just have, oh, yep, like a new 9/11. Over the past 5 years, as in the entire post 9/11 era, this is why books like the Rand Corporation monograph, Preparing the U.S. Army for Homeland Security, becomes so important. Remember, the Rand Corporation, the term Homeland Security was anathema before September 11th, or before September 12th, I should say, 2001. The term Homeland harkened back to Nazi Germany. We don't want to use the term Heimatland here. Then suddenly, September 12th, 2001, it's the Heimatland. But the Rand Corporation published Preparing the U.S. Army for Homeland Security in April of 2001, months in advance of 9/11. How convenient! It's like they're, you know, and so obviously the monograph book was composed and compiled months in advance. How convenient. Continuing, over the past 5 years, in 2007, again, some say almost a decade, there has been a revolution in the intelligence community toward wide-scale outsourcing. Private companies now perform key intelligence agency functions to the tune, I'm told, of more than $42 billion a year. Remember, where did Edward Snowden come from? for example. What about Reality Winner more recently? Continuing, intelligence professionals tell me that more than 50% of the National Clandestine Service, NCS, the heart, brains, and soul of the CIA, has been outsourced to private firms such as Abraxas, Booz Allen Hamilton, Lockheed Martin, and Raytheon. These firms recruit spies, create non-official cover identities, and control the movements of CIA case officers. They also provide case officers and watch officers at crisis centers and regional desk officers who control clandestine operations. As the Los Angeles Times first reported last October, this was October 2006, more than half the workforce in two key CIA stations in the fight against terrorism, Baghdad and Islamabad, Pakistan, is made up of industrial contractors, or green badgers in CIA parlance. There's more, I'll leave it to you to read, but that was then. 2013, we get the Snowden leaks, and you know, it just confirms what R.J. Hillhouse already reported back in 2007. And then you fast forward to now. The Intercept reporting Trump White House weighing plans for private spies to counter deep state enemies. And people are shocked that this is happening. You know, these stories, R.J. Hillhouse, 2007, who runs the CIA Outsiders for Hire, fast forward to now, Intercept, Trump White House weighing plans for private spies to counter deep state enemies, and the aforementioned Tech Vancouver talk by featuring Jordy Rose, titled Jordy Rose of Kindred AI Presents Super Intelligent Aliens Are Coming to Earth. All of which reminds me of that scene at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. Isn't it great? Isn't it great? We're unleashing the hounds of hell on Earth. We just built a bridge, a superhighway, and broke down the gates of hell. Built a superhighway to it. Isn't it great? How exciting that this intelligence apparatus that was rogue and out of control before it was ever formalized has now escaped any vestige of oversight or accountability, just like this so-called tech. You know, it's interesting, this technology is always, you go back to that Elon Musk 2014 talk when Elon says, you know, that image that you get, the guy with the pentagram on the floor conjuring, that's what we're doing. They're telling you what you're doing. It's just unbelievable what's happening. So how can you not, when you just take things at face value, how can you not feel like the guy with the sandwich board? The end is near. So, you know, quickly, have you made your peace with your maker, so to speak? You know, Romans 5:8, God demonstrates his love in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. There is condemnation is not what brings repentance. It's that heart-crushing love that you see in Romans 5:8. And then from there, you go get the Holy Spirit, the secret decoder ring, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And then perhaps from there, obviously, the whole armor of God, Ephesians 6. And then you just start taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, which is, what, 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5, I want to say. Anyway, what more can you say? I mean, that's about it. We're off the rails. Look what, and I haven't even scratched the surface on the stories of the day. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
It ties into what you're saying right now. I sent you a link a couple days ago about the movie The Sorcerer's Apprentice. And these people are all the sorcerer's apprentice. You know, you're talking, and I've talked in the past about the Holy Spirit. Look, you can understand a lot of what's going on right now without being in Christ. But the things that are really going on, that are really happening, if I or Chris or anyone else were to tell you the truth of what's going on and you don't have the Holy Spirit, the Bible says it's foolishness to you. We would sound like raving, complete, lunatic, lost our mind, fell on our head, hit in the head, people. So if you really want to have a clear understanding of what's going on, and it doesn't come all at once, it comes from being an apprentice or a follower of Christ, to learn to try to be like him, and we fall short, miserably fall short, but he gives us understanding, and he gives us new eyes, and he gives us a new mind that works differently, Chris, and I think you'll agree with me when I say that if the average person that is involved in the Patriot community, so-called Patriot community, could have the Holy Spirit, could have the understanding, and realize just how deep and how dark and how sinister this battle really is. It is light against darkness. It is good against evil to degrees that you can't even begin to imagine without being filled with the Holy Spirit. And just as in Egypt, when Israel was in bondage in Egypt, you had the Pharisees and the Sadducees, you had the political and religious leaders that wanted control. They knew the truth was in their presence. They didn't want to give up the control, the wealth, the prestige, the good food, the homes that they had. So they rejected the truth because they were serving their father. And we see it now. The political leaders, the religious leaders, the Joel Osteens and others that have gone to the dark side, being wolves in sheep's clothing. Certain men that have crept in unaware. I call them creepers. That's what the Bible basically is saying they're doing. They're liars. They're thieves. They're false shepherds. They're hirelings. They're doing it for the money. They're doing it to be on television and to write books and to be on Larry King Live or whatever. If we really understood what was going on, then you can begin to peel back these layers. And what Paul said, basically polishing the glass to see more clearly. He said he's seen through a glass darkly or glass dimly. Yeah. But in that day, he'd have new eyes and he'd have understanding. And that's where I'm at right now. I'm this whole thing with AI, you know, and being a vessel to be able to be inhabited by these demons. I came across a YouTube channel, Into the Stars. Have you ever heard of this guy?
I'm not sure.
Into the Stars Reloaded, because they took his channel down.
The Christian. Oh yeah, that's the. Man. Yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you, it is lining up with everything that you and I and others have been talking about for months now, and this guy is—he's nailing it. America really is Egypt in the end times.
Yeah.
And we're seeing these Absolutely. Things, and we can do our best. We can do our best to explain. But unless your listeners and the people that I've never met, and it sounds corny, I've never met a lot of the people that are hearing my voice right now, but I can sincerely say I love you in Christ. And I'm doing what I'm doing, and Chris is doing what he's doing, or trying to do what we're doing. Because we care about eternity for you. These people would love nothing more than to have you, you know, fall over the cliff, fall into the pit, join them in a place that wasn't even made for mankind. It was made specifically for a reason, and it wasn't a God in heaven that's angry with mankind that's going to send you there to burn forever. It's not why he made it. It's because of what went on in Genesis 6 and prior, and what's been going on since Genesis 6 and after, even to today. And I know I'm preaching, so I'll stop. But this thing is really, it is, if you knew the truth and didn't have the Holy Spirit, you'd fall over dead. I mean, you really can't handle it outside of having an eternal hope in Christ. And with that, I'll leave it at that. If you have any comments. Go ahead.
It gets pretty dark and pretty scary. I mean, even with the comfort and reassurance of the Holy Spirit, it's frightening. And so this is why I keep talking lately about, speaking of kind of the confluence of subject matter, you know, maybe not hopefully to reach too far out, but I see a lot of talk about Christian persecution these days, which to me reminds me of that feigned persecution that the Union Jack talks about. If folks read the prologue of the Union Jack, you get this picture of, you know, the word seeing that Christianity could not be consumed by so many and great persecutions, but from them instead the impetus to fill the whole earth. The workers of wrath have attacked the conscience of the world by fabricating a counterfeit Christianity. Okay, so what? More deceptively, however, they have added to the dimension of feigned persecution to their stratagem, which is not to say there isn't real persecution, but you'll find one of the things I've done is tried to ferret out all the persecution that we hear about. We hear about it all over the world, and as many times as I hear about persecution, I can find stories, and it's usually this clash between Christians and Muslims. And if it really is Muslims, it's not really Muslims. It's radical ideologues. It's Wahhabi, Salafi, Diobandi ideologues. Those are not Muslims any more than guys walking around in white sheets are Christians. So,
well, not only that, Chris, but the majority of the church today that considers themselves to be Christians are of little or no threat to the people that they're saying they're in opposition to.
Exactly.
And if I'm looking at something that is no threat to me, and they're claiming they're a threat, or they're claiming they're on the right side, but they're not doing anything to get in the way of what my goal is, I'm not even going to waste my time with them.
Unless, reminds me of a 12-step program. We realized we were powerless. Well, if you're in a 12-step program and you're reading the Bible, it's one or the other, because you don't read the Bible and realize, behold, we are a new creature in Christ with dunamis power, the same Greek root that we get the word dynamite from, the explosive power of the Holy Spirit. And by the way, while we're on it, John, you know, you've talked about the God spark and stuff. Do people realize the provocative nature of God? You know, we hear about the Big Bang, and all of a sudden the universe exists. There's a Big Bang. When was the last time something exploded to perfect order? Has man ever created anything that could explode to perfect order? I mean, just let's start with that provocative irony. That's God's character and nature at work. That's Romans 8:28 and Revelation 21:5 and other passages like it, where, you know, you see, I usually give the example of the old cathedral glass windows that tell a story. It's broken glass that is used to tell a beautiful story generation after generation, which is an homage to God's character and nature, taking broken things and making them better than new, obviously to testify to his glory and his greatness. But, well, continue that thought when we come back. Stick around, folks, more right after this break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Welcome back.
Truth beyond your latest ad campaign.
Welcome back. We're on the phones, and we have John in Tennessee on the line. I confess, I jumped too far, and I didn't make a note to self, so I lost my train of thought on what you were saying. I went to the Union Jack prologue and that famed persecution. I don't remember my way back, but...
Well, all I was saying, Chris, was that... Basically, if you're not a problem, no one's going to have a problem with you.
Right.
I've told people for years that you know, they say, well, you seem to be worried that people know what you're doing. Well, I sure hope they do. Because if we're called to do something and we're not doing it, if we're not reproving, rebuking, and reproaching evil, we're not doing what we're called to do. So anyway, that's what I had. You know, I would implore people, man, get real with God. Let him get real with you and increase your understanding. It's just like with my son or my grandchildren, they want grandpa or dad to show them how to do something. I give them what they're able to do. If it's helping change a tire and eventually how to change a transmission, you know, and God is the same way. He's a loving father that's going to show you things, not more than you can handle at a time, but you know, it's like peeling an onion. It's like fine tuning on a television set, and that's a poor analogy. But when the clarity comes and the understanding comes, boy, it's good. So that's
absolutely
my hope, is that people get real, and we can do more. The more people that realize exactly what's going on, then we can do more.
Absolutely.
So I'll listen in, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Sean, as always, for your sentiments. Yeah, the neutered Christianity, that's an oxymoron. But, you know, again, it reminds me of the 12-step nonsense. We realized we were powerless. And I understand the sentiment. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to misappropriate context. But, you know, just a brief aside on that, it is an observation that I've seen. You know, the folks that go through these 12-step programs, they seem powerless versus what – because, I mean, that's the first thing you say. You know, we realize we were powerless, but that's not what the Bible says. So when you're a new creature in Christ, you have that Holy Spirit dynamite in you, the power to, you know, again, back to the Big Bang. When was the last time man created anything that exploded into perfect existence? Usually explosions are destructive, you know, and so anytime this discussion arises, the God spark, the anything, you know, scientists are now simulating life or whatever goofy thing that they're doing. What is the, you know, the latest story, who is the leader of the gene drive race? It's the federal government. It's the military industrial complex and DARPA. Anytime you see this, you know, it reminds one of that old joke. Scientists come before God. They're obviously these dark occultists, probably, because it seems that this kind of science is inseparable from the occult world, but I digress. So they come before God and they say, hey, we can create life too. And God says, okay. And they say, all we got to do is we take a little bit of dirt. And God says, whoa, get your own dirt. So, you know, it's interesting. That's really kind of the inescapable reality. So that dunamis power, and just a quick note on the persecution, because I don't know about you, but I'm seeing it. We've been hearing about persecution for a long time, persecution of Christians. And like I said yesterday, everybody is persecuted. We're, you know, the cultural Marxist movement divides people up, tells everyone they are the disenfranchised masses. It's textbook Marxist rhetoric. We must rise up, blah, blah, blah. You know, you got the fist. But from the prologue of the Union Jack, more deceptively, however, they have added the dimension of feigned persecution to their stratagem of fundamental Christianity, the reaction to this feigned persecution is to deceive humanity in a world social state in the name of Jesus Christ. What did Jesus warn in Matthew 24 and other places? See to it that no one misleads you. See to it. In other words, you have an active role to play in avoiding deception. Americans will be surprised to learn that America is being used as the major incubator of this neo-Orthodox Christianity, which is not antagonistic to Marxian communism at all, but is indeed the spirit of it. Shocking. Do you see that happening? I sure do. We'll go back to the phones right after this short break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite. I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Bottom of the second hour this Wednesday, December 6, 2017. I want to give you a little flavor of the, well, what's to come tomorrow with Richie from Boston on tomorrow's broadcast. This is a clip. Just so you know, I'm not exaggerating. This is Jordy Rose of Kindred AI in his own words from that YouTube video titled Jordy Rose of Kindred AI Presents Super Intelligent Aliens Are Coming to Earth. This is from Tech Vancouver earlier this year in July. Go ahead.
Is basically, yes, there are these massively intelligent entities out there, but they're not good, they're not evil. They just don't give a shit about you even in the slightest. The same way that you don't care about an ant is the same way they're not going to care about you. And these things that we're summoning into the world now are not demons, they're not evil, but they're more like the Lovecraftian great old ones. There are entities that are not necessarily going to be aligned with what we want.
There you go. Doesn't that sound like Raiders of the Lost Ark? It's going to be great. Don't, you know what? Close your eyes. Don't look. It's not going to be great. It's terrifying, which, you know, kind of getting back to the train of thought that I lost, you know, this is why I always want to point out that we got the singularity and the rapture around the same time. These concepts really came to prominence in Western culture around the same time because the singularity appeals to these tech types in a way that Jaron Lanier exposits brilliantly. And in the same fashion that the rapture appeals to Christians, it's why they seem so just brainwashed when you say things are getting bad. we should hit our knees, we should be concerned. And they say, yeah, isn't it great? Jesus is coming soon. No, it's not great. It's terrifying. Read the picture that Jesus paints in Matthew 24. It's not great. Suffering the likes of which the world has never seen. Were it not for divine intervention, you know, no flesh would be saved. I mean, this is not great. And in the same way, Jaron Lanier talks about how the singularity just totally mind controls these tech people. You know, they buy into this religious the technological rapture with religious fortitude. It's not good. So, you know, that's a kind of a snippet on tomorrow's broadcast. And it should be really interesting. Let's go back to the phones and grab Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Oh, hi, Chris. It's good to talk to you again. It's been a while.
You too, Dave.
Hey,
yeah, it has.
I had something on my – I had something on
a long
my,
time,
my,
actually, but, right?
Yeah. Yeah, real long time. So – I had something on my mind, but before I get to what I originally was going to call about, when just 1 second here, okay? When I heard you saying is and everything, something that I haven't heard talked about, and I don't know if there's any significance to it, but. You know, well, you know, Clinton, of course, when he was during the congressional, his impeachment and everything, he was playing semantic games and equivocating about what the definition of is. But yeah. Now, isn't it interesting that ISIS is two is? I-S-I-S, is. Yeah. And, you know, the way my mind works, Chris, you know, words are so powerful. You know, Jesus is I am that I am. And when they came to arrest Jesus, when they asked him, you know, if he was Jesus, if you know, and they weren't sure because Judas, of course, was identifying by the kiss of betrayal. And when Jesus said, I am, all the soldiers, they all fell back like bowling pins. That when Jesus said, I am, it was so powerful because Jesus is, I am that I am. And, you know, I almost wonder if Lucifer's answer to Jesus is, hey, you may be I am that I am, but you know who I am? I is that I is.
Yeah.
You may be I am that you am, but I is that I is. And, you know, and but isn't it interesting that ISIS is the two is's, I-S-I-S. And, of course, I don't know if this is true or not, but or whether it's an urban legend or whatever, that, you know, that the Mossad was, the brain trust at the Mossad were joking around that they'll name it ISIS for Israeli Secret Intelligence Service and everything.
Right.
And, of course, we know that they worship Lucifer. But it's kind of interesting, though, huh, that ISIS is the two is's, just like Jesus is the two I am's. ISIS is the I. You know, in the beginning, they were like I am, and then I, and then the I, the two I's, you know, ISIS and ISIS is. So I don't know. I just find it kind of peculiar, you know.
Yeah.
That's the way my mind works, you know.
Absolutely, and you're right. It calls to mind that clip back in July of 1990. It was actually aired on C-SPAN, and I think we've played it a few times. I know it's played on this network, but Dan Raviv and Yossi Melman, their book Every Spy a Prince, published back in 1989, they were on C-SPAN back in 1990, and that was where that remark comes from. You can search, folks can search and search Israel and ISIS, and you should find that user-created clip on C-SPAN titled ISIS Stands for Israeli Secret Intelligence Service, and that, of course, points to the remarks of Raviv and Melman to that effect. So, yeah.
Now, was he Mossad? He was Mossad? The man you just mentioned, I didn't quite catch the name, but
two authors, Dan Raviv and Yossi Melman. their book, Every Spy a Prince.
Okay. Who actually said that? Who actually said that it stands for secret? Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. Did anyone from the Mossad say that?
That's the remark. I forget which one of them made that remark, but maybe we can play that clip. Actually, let me see if I can find that.
They Mossad? Are they Mossad? The people who said this? Or just journalists?
Officially, no.
Yeah.
But the speculation is that Melman is. They're both journalists, but whatever.
Yeah, just like our journalists in this country.
Melman has an intelligence background. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like what's his name? I can't. Anyways, these guys are over here. Large
just a journalist.
Chris, ideally it's good to stick with one topic, but I must mention this to you too. Another way my mind works, and I think our minds work in similar ways. And getting back to what John was talking about, we're all of one spirit, me, you, and John. Everyone that has the Holy Spirit, tells us all the same things. Maybe they tell us different things, but I mean that, the Holy Spirit never contradicts itself. But now here's an interesting thought that I find very, very peculiar, okay? If this is a coincidence, boy, it's one hell of a coincidence. But after 53 years, okay, in October, the expiration date is up, and unless Trump signs the papers to extend it, the remaining secret files of President Kennedy's assassination is going to be opened up and everything. And who starts dying? The three foremost in the world, maybe the three foremost conspiracy research investigator scientists, whatever you want to call them, research scientists or conspiracy research scientists or conspiracy research investigators. They're certainly not conspiracy theorists. But first you have Michael Collins Piper. They find him dead in a motel room up in Idaho, I guess. I think he was alone. He was found dead. Supposedly the coroner said he had a heart attack.
In Coeur d'Alene when that happened, and I didn't know that it was that they were investigating, but the hotel was surrounded at the time. It was a really weird deal. It was very strange. I don't remember the specifics. I just remember driving by that little hotel on Sherman in downtown Coeur d'Alene and thinking, wow, that's really weird. It had a huge police presence.
Yeah. So all in one summer now, first Michael Collins Piper dies. One of the foremost conspiracy researchers in the world. Then, within a couple of months, it's still in the same summer. This is after 53 years, and just before the secret Kennedy files may be opened up to the public, to these research investigators, then Tex Mars has a heart attack. I think July 31st, he had his heart attack. He was unconscious for 2 days. The doctor said he absolutely should have been dead. It was a miracle. But in fact, when he woke up, he jokes, he giggles. He says he thought he was in heaven when he woke up after a couple of days. But he was supposed to be dead from that heart attack. Okay, so now within about a little over a week, 9 days later, I understand, I believe it was August 11th, Jim Mars suffers a fatal heart attack. So I find that very, very, and I'm not, what got me thinking about it was, I was talking a little bit to Eric the Freedom Screamer, a little bit of, about this, and Chris, it was the end of the show or something, and so it was the end of the call, end of the show, and I heard Chris in the background say, are you sure they weren't Mossad heart attacks? And that got me to thinking, wow, what's the chances, the mathematical odds, after 53 years of all this secrecy, just before it's going to be, these secret files are going to see the light of day, the three, and I don't think you could name another Kennedy conspiracy investigator or researcher. I don't think, there were all three of them, almost like the three witnesses or something. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the three of them, in all the same way, all heart attacks. Well, you know, I realized that they weren't. I was friends with Mike Piper, and I realized he wasn't in the best of health, and I realized Jim Mars wasn't in the best of health, and sure. Tex maybe wasn't in the best of health, but Tex had no idea that he was that his heart was weak and that he may die of a heart attack and everything.
Yeah.
In one respect,
you make good points, Dave. That's definitely a point that I have been thinking of recently as well. That's one of the things that will. You know, I mean, it's a thing that gets folks banned from countries and things, this subject matter that you talk about, or, you know, you conveniently have a heart attack. Absolutely. Dave, we're going to have to go back to the phones here in a second, in the remaining moments. I appreciate your call. It's a great point. Absolutely. And definitely something I've been thinking about too. It's very suspicious. Again, three times is enemy action. But I want to first, before we go to the phones again, here is the clip from that C-SPAN interview. Go ahead.
This is a 1990 book notes excerpt where Brian Lamb interviews authors Dan Raviv and Yossi Melman. The book title is Every Spy a Prince, The Complete History of Israel's Intelligence Community.
Plots against the State of Israel, political plots and others.
You tell the story about how you tried to find out what they call the Mossad when they deal with publicly.
I thought it was a reasonable question, but the trouble is you can't pick up the phone book. There's no Langley in Israel that you can look up, you know, CIA or in our case the Mossad. We thought we should ask, what shall we call it in English? Can translate the Hebrew words, as I said, Mossad is institute, but when they write a letter to their friends in the CIA or the British intelligence, what do they call themselves? It took a while. It was a matter of asking the Prime Minister's spokesman. The best you could do, because officially the Mossad is under the Prime Minister's office. And I think he sort of wondered why you want to know and all that, so we explained. And he came up with the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. I mean, if it were to have initials, it would be ISIS. Just simple words like that. Interestingly enough, a kind of a British model.
There you go. Fun stuff. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Jim in Illinois. Jim, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris. Anyway,
hey, Jim.
I had to bore down to the fundamental principles always. I'm suspect of... a lot of moving parts, especially man's contrivances, the infernal engines he devises.
Well said, I agree.
The what I'm getting at is the inverse of life is death. The inverse of good is evil, all right? And so... you take what is living and you pervert it. You take which is good and you pervert it. The most precious property that man is blessed with is his life. His life property, his lifetime. Now, that being the case... that would, in the gospel, it speaks of, you know, the one thing there is no real forgiveness of is the blaspheme of the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit is of the Creator, and it is of good. It is life. That's basically all I have to say is just that. And with that, I would wish you well and the blessings of liberty.
Thanks, Jim. As always, appreciate it. Man. Well, great stuff. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, December 6th, 2017. And again, tomorrow, Richie from Boston will be on. Friday, Gerda Coleman. Both of those should be exciting broadcasts. And so I'm looking forward to that. Some quick headlines as we go out. Again, things are so weird and just getting weirder all the time. I can't even begin to describe how weird things are. How about the Verge story? Google updates search to lock you into an endless search loop. Have you noticed this lately? I certainly have. That kind of reminds me of Sean Parker's intimation at Axios recently. Yeah, we did this and we knew that it would do this and we did it on purpose. How about the next web story? We could fund a universal basic income with data we give away to Facebook and Google, which sounds like a kind of an adulteration of what Jaron Lanier has been saying. We shouldn't give that data away, which makes Facebook and Google billions of dollars, 80% of the revenues that used to go to newspapers. by some accounts, which is why local journalism is dying. Who mentioned that? Somebody, Seattle Times reporter, I forget his name, to come back to that. He pointed to that recently. Women in CNN reports women in Saudi Arabia still can't do these things. The headline should be women in Saudi Arabia still can't do these things, but robots styled as Audrey Hepburn can. Sophia obviously has more rights than women still in Saudi Arabia, but they're fighting extremism in Saudi Arabia, so it's okay. Engadget reports, along with others, researchers 3D print Wi-Fi connected objects that don't need power. Again, just weird. Gizmodo, people are mass unfollowing John McCain after he asked for help hitting 3 million on Twitter. And that's, again, these are all weird stories. Uber Gizmo, researchers develop neural network to enhance low-res photos. Wall Street Journal reports David Rockefeller's Rolodex is astonishing. Here's a first peek. It's kind of scary. The story of the fires down in the Los Angeles area. KTLA reports evacuations ordered as Skirball fire burns homes in Bel Air area. 405 freeway closed from 10 to 101. So my only thought is geoengineering anyone, because, you know, 10 fires out of nowhere in a day is kind of weird. And they're reporting them. They're sort of misreporting them, as some folks have observed. Acting like, you know, they're all kind of one fire, and the way that those fires have come to be is very strange, I would say. Washington Post has this for a weird headline. I don't like men. Lawmaker brings meeting to a halt after male colleague touches his arm. This is America. Washington Post, female police captain in Indiana suspended after white male privilege remark. But, you know, my only thought to that is maybe she can run for attorney general, kind of like Michigan's Dana Nessel. But I digress. These are just some of the strange headlines. Me Too movement is Person of the Year, by the way. As CNN reported, Times Person of the Year 2017 is the Silence Breakers. Anyway, Richie from Boston up tomorrow. Looking forward to that. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side.
CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.